Book of Revelation, chapter 7, and we will read verse 1 to 17. We are speaking about the second coming of Christ and the period of tribulation. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the tree, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I hear the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144 and 4,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Naphtali were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, and people and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, fear thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Let's pray. God, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word that you always give us to direct us, to help us to understand your will, to bring us to the point of repentance, to make things clear to us. I pray, O God, and let my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow, O Lord, in the life of your church and in the life of your people. O God, we pray that those who are here and those who will hear the message beyond these walls, I pray they will respond, O God, they will be changed, they will fear you, although they will walk hastily in your ways. We thank you, God, and we bless you. It's all prayer in this name. Amen. We continue. We already started chapter 6 and we saw the judgment of God coming. There are 6 years has been opened. We discuss it now. It's the time that when the seventh seal will be opened. And here we found that there are four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. These are the angels that will hold the movement of the wind, so that the judgment of God will not come. There's a purpose here. This is the time of the tribulation, and in the middle of God's judgment, there's some pause. God's giving chance for certain people to be redeemed. And here, those who are redeemed, those who are saved, there are three groups. The first group, those who are saved before the tribulation. Before Christ came, they had prepared themselves. Once he came, we are with him. And the second group, those who will be saved, God gives them chance during the period of the tribulation. They need to prove their repentance, and they are coming back to God, and their willingness to suffer, even persecuted, even to die. And the third group that will be saved during the period of tribulation is the nation of Israel. And that's where here he mentions the 144,000, 12,000 from every tribe. These are the people of God, because God had promised them, God had promised that he will redeem them, he will save them. In Isaiah chapter 66, and verse 22, God will not forget his people, and that's the promise that he gives to Abraham. Even after the time of tribulation, God will give chance for the Israelites to repent. And that's where the angel was sent to seal those who are marked to be redeemed and save those who show their willingness to repent among the Israelites at the period of tribulation. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. So here, the seed of Abraham and his name, and the seed of Isaac and the seed of Jacob will also remain. And that is their seed are the children of Israel. And in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 26 and verse 36, when the Lord says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Here the promise of God, that God will give a new heart, and God will give a new spirit, he will put within them. And God will take the stony heart and he will put heart of flesh. Even during the period of tribulation, God will be compassionate on his own people, the Israelites, and also to the rest There be some people will be redeemed during the period of tribulation. We read verse 2, and I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels whom it was given to help the earth and the sea, saying, help not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servant of our God in their forehead. These are the process of the redemption of the Israelites. They will be given special privilege during the period of tribulation, that they still can be saved if they will receive Christ. And how many they are, and I hear the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed, and 144,000 of all the tribe of the children of Israel. The total number of the Israel during the period of tribulation is 144,000. How we know these are Israelites? Because he mentioned the tribes. And if you will read from verse 1 to verse 8, we will read that there will be 12. We will read that there will be 12 tribes, and every tribe, out of it there is 12,000. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Naphtali were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. Now let me ask one question. Is there any tribe missing? He mentioned 12 tribes. Can you check if there is any more tribe missing? We know the tribe of the Israel are 12, but we know Joseph is Ephraim and Manasseh. So, it has to be 13, not 12. Now we will go and see which tribe is missing. There's one tribe is missing, and that is the tribe of Dan. The tribe of Dan, can you find it, or it's no more there? The tribe of Dan is not, it is not mentioned. Why? They will not be saved, or there is no chance to be given to them. Actually, there's special things about the tribe of Dan, if you will go to the scriptures. If we go to the book of Judges, chapter 18, that speak about the idols of Micah. Yeah, somebody, he invented idol and he started ministry. Like many people today, they do their idols and they do their ministry, they do their own will, some set up. And I'm not going to the detail of that story, but that event of Micah's idol, that is the first introduction of idols to the people of God after they entered the promised land. And we will read verse 30. Now here, he mentioned here from the tribe of Dan, 12,000, we will not speak about these things. But they are missing. There must be a reason, right? Book of Judges 18. And you know that there was the Levite who later on came to Micah, and he became his priest, and then after that he was taken by the tribe of Dan, and he became their priest with the idol of Micah. He was ministering to them using the idol, not the house of God system. is here, and the children of Dan set up the graven image, and Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his son were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. Here he became their priest, and their faith was on these idols. Until the Israelites, they went into captivity. And he said, verse 31, and they set them up Micah's graven image, which he made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. So they had their own idols, and they were not going to the house of God. God continued, no one interfered with them. And we get the point here, when people do wrong, and they say there is no need to speak. And we get the point, let them continue. They continue to deny in this wrong way. And you know the about the commentary when what they speak about Jonathan, son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, they think that he is the grandson of Moses. Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh. They make it Manasseh so that it will not be as Moses. They were afraid, they were just ashamed of his grandfather to rebuke him. And he led this tribe into idol worship until their captivity, when they were taken. When they were taken by the Assyrian Empire as captive Israel, they were not restored. Their faith, even till this day, is wrong faith. That's why in the book of Revelation, when the angel came to seal those who are willing to be saved, to repent, the tribe of Dan will not be ready to receive the salvation of God. Even in the book of Ezekiel, there is a prayer that has been orientated to the Danites. But the issue here, it is not the earthly inheritance that will bring salvation, but the true faith that we have on God, away from idols and the things that is contradict the faith that God calls to believe and to walk. That's why correction is very, very important. Even long period of time, people go into wrong ways. Still, we need to speak the truth, because God, at the end, He will use His word so that His salvation will flow. Anyhow, so these are the category of the Israelites, 144,000, 12,000 from every tribe. And in verse 9, it's all gathered around the throne of Christ. After this, verse 9, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindred and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Those are the redeemed. A group before the tribulation, added to them the Israelites, and added to them those who are taken out during tribulation, were willing to repent, change their life, and they were clothed with white robes. In the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 8, what is the white robe? And it says, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of of saints, they prove themselves that they are righteous people after they repent and change their ways and start to follow God. The saints and Christ, we'll go to book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 10, and Christ with a loud voice saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God. That's where they set up during the time of the tribulation. Those who are redeemed, all of us will be gathered around the throne of Christ, and with the angels, with the 24 elders, with the four beasts, and we will worship the Lord, saying, Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. That's where I'm worshipping the Lord. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? John, when he was there, seeing the vision, one of the elders told him, who are those who are wearing white? From where they came? From where they had appeared? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. He said, I don't know. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So here is confirming to him that those that you see them, because at the beginning of the rapture, they are those redeemed before the tribulation. When the rapture is taking place and the tribulation started, it will be very, very, very terrible period, because God will send His wrath. But still God will give the last chance to people to repent. Those who really repent, and most of them who repent during the period of tribulation, will suffer persecution that they need to be forced to be put to death. That's why we need to be ready from now, soften our heart and humble ourselves and repent, so that when He will come, we'll be taken, we will not be left behind. Verse 15, therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve Him day and night in His temple, and He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Once we are there before the Lord, after the rapture we are with Him, then we will be continually before Him, worshipping Him day and night. And these are the privileges when we are with the Lord and our bodies are redeemed. They shall hunger no more. There is no more physical need for the body hunger. Neither thirst anymore, we will not need to drink. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat, we will not be affected by any radiation or heat, external atmosphere. For the Lamb which is in the midst of them, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them. Christ will take care of us at that time, will feed us, and shall lead them unto living fountain of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Today we may have limitations, we may be in pain, we may be having hunger, longing, we having tiredness, we may have in tears, we may be crying, but the Lord will feed us, will lead us. The Lord also will wipe our tears and fulfill all His good promises to us. In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, we can see what the Lord will continue to do to us after we are with Him, after the rapture. Book of Revelation, that's what we sung today, the universe is at your feet. Book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 1 to 4, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I hear a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. That is where, after the rapture, we will be with the Lord and continue until the heavenly Jerusalem will come down, we will be with him, and verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more days, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are past away. That's all stand. Today you may be having pain, you may be having sorrow, you may be having crying, tears, but God promised that He will wipe the tears from our eyes, they will come, that He will wipe the tears, He will comfort us. Oh God, I thank you for your word. That word of yours encourages me, will comfort me, will encourage me, Lord. I know, Lord, that the universe is at your feet, and I will give you praise, and I will serve you, oh God, and I will live for you. I may have hurt and pain today, but I trust you, Lord. I adore you. I worship you, Lord. You are great God. I will serve you, oh God, because I know I'll be with you. I'll be comforted forever in your presence. Lord, hear our prayer. Hear our cry, oh God, to you. Comfort your church, oh God. Comfort your people. Help us, Lord, to do the work of yours. Help us to persevere. In the name of Jesus. The universe is at your feet to give you praise. Yes, oh God.
The stars align the sky for you. And always shining bright. Thank you.
Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. We continue to serve the Lord. We continue to do your will. We continue to walk in the way that you want us to go. Lord, give us perseverance, to persevere, O God, to do your will and to do the service and the ministry that you entrust to us, O God. Lord, we come against all work of devil, of Satan. We rebuke it, all the eyes of worship. As we are praying and fasting, O God, we trust you, O God. You demolish all the stronghold of immoralities in the churches, O God, in the name of Jesus. We break them, all delivering the single mother, the single father, marriage, O God. We rebuke them, we burn them with the fire of God, O God. We pray, O Lord, that harness shall you install on your church and your people, O God. Lead us into victory. Lead us to do the work of yours and your will, O God. We come against all rebelliousness, disobedience, stubbornness. We break it in the name of Jesus, O God. Your word will stand forever, O God. We come against all the idol worship of the bond against church that has been instituted in their church. We break them all in the name of Jesus. We trust you, O God. We trust that you have disciplined the tribe of Dan for their idol worship. Even today, O Lord, you would discipline your people, O God, as they are not willing to repent. O God, we thank you. We stand, O Lord, O God, we stand in awe of you. We bless you, God, you bless us. Enlarge our territory, God, let your hand with us. And give us, Lord, from harm, so that you not be sin. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.